Well, I'm Ron Axelson. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Canadian Livestock Identification Agency, and I'm from Calgary, Alberta.
Okay, what is the CLIA? When was it created, and what are your basic objectives?
Well, the CLIA was formed in 2004, and it was formed out of a need for the species groups and government to work together to create a national multi-species traceability system.
Now, according to your presentation, one of the things that you discovered early on, your idea was to have a national repository, and you decided that was basically unattainable because there are several different systems now. So how do you hope, you're talking about having them interface, how do you hope to make that happen?
Well, you do that through creating standards, right? So when we come to animal ID, premises ID, and movement tracking, we've created a standards framework, and if everybody works within that framework, we should then be able to have the various databases be able to talk to each other without too much problem.
Now, your Canadian traceability system also did a presentation today, very impressive on the amount of the compliance for that. Argues you're talking about almost 99% at this point. Now, what is the difference as far as the producers are concerned, how they're reacting to the traceability system as opposed to an ID system?
Well, I think what's happened is that initially we got involved through the cattle side on animal identification, but that's only one part of the puzzle. If you're not able to trace that animal back to a premise, you really don't have traceability. So really, if you have animal identification, if you have premise identification, then you can track movement. And that's critical for being able to manage any animal disease outbreak.
Now, your traceability system is mandatory. Do you anticipate that you're looking at a mandatory system for your ID, animal ID, in the future?
Well, what we have is we have a regulatory framework for the cattle side, which is mandatory, and it was a step process. In fact, each one of the species now is developing its own implementation plan, and its responsibility is to work for government and determine, in fact, the best way for its particular group to implement the traceability. Some may decide to try to go the voluntary route, although I think history tells us that that's a bit problematic. And I mean, I think if you look at the cattle side, they got to 99% compliance after it was made mandatory and after we had the BSC situation and after the foot and mouth in the UK, which really, you know, were three great catalysts to move that forward.
What about working with the rest of North America, with the United States and with Canada? Do you anticipate there's a synergy there and a way to work together in a whole North American system?
Well, you know, if we're going to make that happen, right, then we should have probably started some time ago. You know, we're kind of right now trying to look after our own shops. That was one of the reasons why it was important to have this standards framework. And I think that now that we have this standards framework, we've got to, you know, to work with, say, Mexico and the U.S. to make sure that, you know, when we move forward, we don't stray too far away from a basic framework. I mean, there will always be differences, but, you know, we've got to make sure we don't do anything that makes it impossible for us then to eventually integrate those programs.
Thank you very much, Ron.